Unit 3. Recording 10. Lesson 3D. Exercise 5.
Okay, put your pens down, please. That's the end of the history test. Before you go, class, I just want to remind you, a new student is joining our class next week. His name is Kur Deng, and he's from Africa. Please try to make him feel welcome.
Africa? That's interesting. I wonder what he's going to make of the USA.
I imagine he's going to find it a bit of a shock. His country is very different from the USA.
Oh, that's great. Another student who's not from this country.
What do you mean, Ashton?
Nothing, sir.
Well, you can say what you think, Ashton. Freedom of speech is an American value.
Well, sir, I mean, he's not from this country, so why is he here?
I don't know, Ashton. Maybe he had to leave his country. Maybe it wasn't his choice.
But why is he here? He's not American.
Where are your parents from, Ashton?
My mother's from Los Angeles, and my father's from New York, sir.
And your grandparents?
Well, on my father's side, my grandfather is... Well, he's from Italy. And my grandmother is, she's from Ireland.
And are they American?
Of course they're American, sir.
You see, Ashton, I know you don't like studying history, but American history is all about immigration. There are people from every country in the world here.
My mother's from Iran, sir. She didn't want to leave her country, but she had to.
Oh, exactly, Lauren. We don't know why Kur is here, but I'd guess that his life has been harder than yours so far, and that he will need some help and support when he arrives.
Don't worry, sir. We'll look after him.
You too, Ashton.
Yeah, I guess so, sir. Does he play baseball?
No idea, but you could teach him. Have a nice weekend, guys.